Marinette News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missourians are being encouraged to have a severe weather plan that includes keeping social distance. At yesterday's press briefing, State Public Safety Director Sandy Karsten says do your best to have tornado safe rooms with no more than 10 people who are 6 feet apart.
I know it has to be on the minds of many Missourians as we face severe weather forecasts and certainly watch what has happened in our neighboring states. So number one priority during a severe weather warning is to take shelter and to be safe.
Missourians can take shelter and also protect themselves from coronavirus germs by covering their face, eyes, and body. Missouri's website to file unemployment claims crashed after too many people were trying to submit claims. At a Capitol press conference, the governor says the problem has been fixed, but the office is flooded with calls and claims.
There's just thousands upon thousands of people trying to reach that office every day, and we're doing everything we can to process those claims, and we'll continue to do that. We got people working around the clock over there. And again, these are just things that's never happened before, and we just got to work through them.
For the week ending March 21st, more than 42,000 unemployment claims were filed, up from nearly 4,000 filed the previous week. Missouri grocery stores are supporting the governor's executive order that suspends any prohibition on the sale of unprepared foods by restaurants to the general public. The Grocers Association President Dan Schall agrees with Governor Parson's position that the order will help meet the increased demand for food across the state.
What we see now is nearly 100% of the people are eating at home, so the sales are all going through the grocery side instead of the food service side.
The governor says the COVID-19 outbreak has forced many Missouri restaurants to limit or stop their normal business operations. And Kansas City police are investigating after shots were fired into a car injuring a child last night. That kid was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Department of Mental Health Director Mark Stringer expects an increase in substance abuse during the coronavirus outbreak. He says Missouri providers continue to work with those struggling with addiction, even though some traditional group meetings are not available during the health crisis.
They're doing it by telephone, by telehealth. They're doing virtual groups, for example. Yeah, minimally staying in phone contact with the people that they serve. You know, for the general public, there are some pretty good online sources of information. Alcoholics Anonymous website has got quite a bit of resources.
The department's website has several online support options for the general public. And the Missouri National Guard is looking at the Dome in downtown St. Louis as a possible overflow hospital during the COVID-19 outbreak. That's according to a statement from the governor. He said officials have made no decision on alternative care sites, but said agency officials are assessing venues in metropolitan areas across the state. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.